okay, this was one of the things that we fought, and we put a stop to trucks turning over here on 7th Street because of the fumes from the diesel. See the hill here? Trucks will be lined up over here, waiting for the light to turn, and the school is right here. We have Salesian High School here, and right next to Salesian, in the same block, is Santa Isabel School. It takes a long time to get the government to pay attention to you, to what you want. We're in Boyle Heights. Boyle Heights is part of East LA. A lot of people say that it's not, but anything east of the river is supposed to be East LA.
Well, my name is Juana Beatriz Gutierrez. I'm the co-founder of Mothers of East LA, and I'm the president, too.
And my name is Ricardo Jesus Gutierrez. I am a community activist and a chauffeur for the Mothers most of the time.
Well, we live in this area for 49 years, in East LA, in the same area.
The first incinerator that we were involved in was the one that they wanted to build right on 31st and Alameda. Concerned citizens of South Central were born at that time because we were already having meetings and they saw that we had a lot of people showing up. They invited us to help them fight the incinerator down there. And we went down to their meetings and we started protesting against the incinerator down there, and we were active in talking to all these engineers that came over and tell us that it was the best thing that could ever happen to South Central, that we were gonna get a lot of benefits from it and all that. They will always say that they will bring answers to our questions at the following meeting, until a representative stood up and said, "You people are the experts. These people here don't know the first thing about engineering and all that, but they have questions that are bothering them and they want answers." From then on, he told them that at the next meeting, what he wanted was for them to be prepared to answer our questions, not to tell us that we would have answers in 2 weeks. When that battle was won, they came up and said that they were going to build an incinerator over here on Bandini. And the people that were fighting that incinerator got together with us, and we formed a coalition from the west side, from the south central, from the east side, and we fought the incinerator on Bandini.
Pero ¿quién nos informó del incinerador?
We were having such a success at getting people together. It was the first time that they had seen white, black, and brown together fighting one issue. And no matter how much they tried to divide us, telling us that it was going to be good for us, and telling the black people that it was good for them. We didn't want it in our area, but we wanted it in their area, and things like that, that they use all the time. We had to fight. After a few protests out there, we had people coming in from Martinez, from San Francisco, from Oakland, from all throughout the Bay Area, and people coming from San Diego, kids from university. We had movie stars get involved in it, and we decided that people would meet over here, people would meet out at Resurrection. The march will be from Resurrection all the way up into Bandini, where the incinerator was gonna be. And at that time, we started maybe with about 500 people. We went through a housing complex, and they joined the march. So we went down the street, down Grande Vista, down to Bandini. When we ended, we had 3,500 people walking. All the representatives from the state, from the city, and from all over, they did not want to get involved because they said that it was going to be built regardless of what we said. And once they saw that we were attracting people from all over, then they decided that they wanted to be part of it. I think that that was 86 87 or 88, I think.
¿Qué? ¿La, era lo último?
87, 88.
¿La última marcha?
No, no, la marcha que tuvimos.
Oh, la grande.
La grande que tuvimos para el incinerador.
We fight against the incinerator for 7 years.
People started knowing mothers, and whatever mothers were involved, they wanted to be involved. And we had a lot of people that had a lot of knowledge. They would come out to our meetings, and things that we didn't know, they knew, and they would stand up and fight right alongside us.
We go to Arizona to support these people against the dump. We go to Casmalia, to Carmen City against the incinerator.
Matunwilo,
and San Pedro, Wilmington.
We had a dump. They used to recycle all kinds of chemicals. And we believe that this is why our first granddaughter died. She was born with defects in her heart. But my daughter used to pass by there every day. There was a pre-pumping service. And what they did, they collected chemicals from throughout L.A. And this place had houses all around it.
And the school across the street.
And the school across the street. Chemicals that they were putting in barrels were leaking into the ground. They were so bad that people that live right across the fence from where this place was had beautiful fruit, but they could not eat it. They had to throw it away because it was contaminated.